Hey, this is Chip Brim, and you're listening to the Voice of One Witness Radio broadcast. Get ready to receive a word that will impact your life.
We're not acclimated to the power like we should be. That's from the Lord right there. If y'all want to know if the Lord speaks, He's speaking right now. We need to get more acclimated to the power that we should be at the level for the local church. And they said, that's what we've been missing. We knew there was something. And those ladies, and so that week as we were preaching, they brought in a lady up to the front, a young lady who was pregnant. And the lady was pregnant, and she was surrounded by those group of ladies. And we're still having the meetings. This is week long. This is all in the medical journals of Australia. Mom flew over afterwards, looked them up to see, and they're there. This is a fact in medical journals thing that happened. The young lady was distraught because she had a baby, and they were told that the baby has zero brain. No brain is in the baby, not a brain. And the ladies were surrounding her. And they said, oh, no, we've been waiting on you. We've been waiting for the power of God to be manifest and shown. And these ladies were obedient and faith and already have been backstroking. You know what I'm talking about? And all of a sudden they hear a word that confirmed in it. That's it. That's it. And they spoke it. And so they kept in touch with me because I was in Australia for a month. And they said she went to her next appointment. What is that called? An ultrasound or? And the baby had 21% of the brain show up. 21. The doctor said, this is something that medical science has not done, because that's what they said on a level medical science is not familiar with. They spoke it. And they said, we're not familiar with it, but on the other hand, this baby's coming pretty soon, and it wouldn't be fair for a baby to be born with 21% of the brain. They recognized the miracle, but still said it wouldn't be right. And so she had another one a week or two later, and it showed up with 65% of the brain. And again, they put the zero, they put the 21, they put the 65, and they said, you're a week away from the birth. And they said, it still wouldn't be fair. We understand we're all seeing it. These are people who are not even Christians. We're all seeing it. But it still would not be fair if it wasn't even born with all the brain. And that little girl said, I'm having the baby. And the baby was born with 100% of the brain. That's a true story. Now that's only power. What was it, Kylie? Don't you tell me. You can't tell me that the power of God is not real. Amen? That's the power I'm talking about. So do you want this power? Do you want revival? You want awakenings? Fast negativity. And you'll go knee deep, and then you'll want to dive in. And the local church will change. And it'll become more acclimated in the way it was supposed to. Listen, whoever is saying that, no, that's you. God's talking to you. I haven't been living. No, I'm talking to you. You will walk and dive into that power. Praise God. It's like God told Brother Hagin in the numbers story, and he comes into mom. Y'all have heard this, but let me just tell it quickly. He comes into mom's office. He said, look at these books. They were journals of when he started his ministry, and he wrote down all of the healings, and it was 90%. Everywhere he went was 90% healings, because he would stay there a long time and preach faith, and at the end, they'd lay hands on him, and 90% of the people were getting healed. And then, so what did he do? Out of the goodness of his heart, he took the 10% that weren't, and he went and started fasting and praying for them. Now, that's a good thing. That's not a rebellious thing. That's not a backslidden thing. That's not an evil thing. He was out of the goodness of his heart for the 10% that were not getting healed. Now, when he did that, the numbers went down, and he showed mom in his journal. He goes, look, the next meeting, the numbers went down. not better, worse. So he upped his praying and fasting. He got even up to 6 hours a day. He was praying and fasting for the people that were not getting healed at his meetings. And the numbers went down. And they went down. And they went down. The water's going down. The water's draining out. There's no more water. What's happening? I remember when I had a pool. Are y'all with me? So what's going on? And so now at the end of the year, he showed her it was 10%. So at one time, 90% were getting healed, and now it's 10%. So he never did hear from God about it. And then all of a sudden, he's in a revival, and an awakening revival in Florida, and manifest healings and power, and they're swimming deep in it. And the Lord said, I want to talk to you about what happened on that. And this is later. And he said, yes, Lord. And he said, those numbers, I want to talk to you about the numbers. How many know that numbers are important to God? He wouldn't have a book named Numbers if they weren't. But he said, I want to talk to you about it. And he said how everything was going right and good. And it was the acclimation. Everything was right. Everything was flowing. Everything was focused on the positive. Everything was God and goodness and light. And then when he got off on the spot, but he had good intentions. Are y'all with me or not? The spot was who was not, what was not. It affected the power, and the numbers went down. He said, how many are in this church? He said, you're having revival. He said, yes, sir. And how many's in this church? He said, 1,000. He said, how many's in this town? He said, 100,000. And he said, so 99,000 are not here to enjoy this, right? And he said, yes, sir. And he said, if you get off on what's going on right now and you start focusing on the 99 that who are not there, then the 1,000 will lose what is there. Because the Holy Spirit is light. And he doesn't mix with negativity. There will be no... Listen to me. Are y'all listening to me? Can I coach you? There will be no power of God in your life. Now, how's that? I don't like that. You should not like that. There will be no power. Bless your heart. There will be no power in your life. Will you go to heaven? Yeah. But you'll never experience that power. Why? Because you didn't even know. My people perish. Not just not knowing Scripture. Are y'all with me? I didn't even know I'm in negative. Some of you to this second don't know that you are until you fast it. And then when you fast it, the Holy Spirit, you'll hear him more. That's negative. Yes, sir. I repent. Are y'all with me? Obey. Obey. Hulk. Is somebody getting anything? I'm feeling it. I'm feeling it. Glory to God. And so Brother Hagin repented, and he said the numbers of went by way back up. Power went. Power came back. Amen? And he said, pastors, after that, he said, pastors, don't talk about the empty chairs. Don't preach to who's not there. Preach to who is there. Be thankful who is here. I want y'all to know that I'm thankful for every single. Where is this in the scriptures? Let's go to 1 Thessalonians 5:16-19. So the Lord had me during my rehab of my eyes turn on, and I'm listening to Brother Hagin twice a day, and I'm doing all that. And all of a sudden, Chip Brim comes up on the YouTube. And it was me at Walk on the Water. And now his granddaughter's here. And man, that was a good sermon. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be. I'm not. That guy can preach. He had dark hair and he didn't have a beard, and it was cool. But anyway, now I got more wisdom. So Paul says this. Now, what did Paul say? Jesse preached the gospel. Shook his fist, didn't he, Ben? Be happy. Somebody said, be happy. In your what? So if he said that, then he must have seen what? Sad faith. Have you ever seen sad faith? Y'all are acting real holy. Oh, Lord. I believe. And rejoice and be what? What's the opposite of glad-hearted? Sad-hearted. Glad-hearted. Continually, how often?
Always.
Always. Somebody say always.
Always.
You know what the Greek word for always is?
Always.
There are certain words you don't need the Greek or Hebrew. Always, never, sometimes, you know, ever, whatever. Always, yeah, all right. Be unceasing in your prayer. Now, he wanted happy faith in your prayer. Prayers. Did I read all that or not? I don't know. Go back. Yeah, I did. Good, okay. Thank God in what? Now, there's a word you don't need the Greek. In, not for everything, not evil stuff. God is good in his goodness in everything. No matter what the circumstance may be what? And give what? For this is what? For you who are in Christ Jesus, the body of Christ. Now here's why he said it. Do not quench or suppress or subdue the Holy Spirit. That's the power. Sadness comes in, negativity comes in, black dots come in, you focus, you speak. That's the power. Quenches. But he's there to even help your business. He's there to help your marriage. He's there in everything. Health, whatever. He's there. But when we fast, not if we fast, when we fast negativity, we're going to get our toes wet. Amen? You know, some of you will get your toes wet. And then if you're obedient, you're going to get your ankles wet. We can just go right up the body. Then your knees. Now, what does that mean? You're knee-deep in power. Oh, you're not hearing. When you get knee-deep, you're feeling it. You're feeling it. God, I see that. I feel that. Yeah, you're knee-deep. I want more. Are y'all with me? We'll go more. He said a week. Y'all can't do that? Now, if you're swimming by the end of the week, do you think you'll want to stop that? No. He said, Chip, all you got to do is get them to fast negativity. It grieves the Holy Spirit, the power. Where is it? Examples in the scriptures. Hello, everywhere. Yeah, including us. So we can start with Paul and Silas in prison. They could have black dot. What's the black dot? We're in prison. That's a pretty big black dot. What did they do? Rejoice, praise, and worship, and sing unto God. Did the power activate? Are we ready for that? Do we need some chains to fall off? Do we need some walls to come down? Then why don't we praise and worship God? Quit trying to blame and find fault and be the solution. Be the prayer. Be the intercessor. Walk in love. Amen. Don't talk. Come on, stop it. Listen to me. Stop it on the politics. If it's a fact and something happened, that's fine, but don't let your heart go into it. If you continue to talk about it, the Holy Spirit will tell you, back it up.
Join Dr. Billy Brim and the Worldwide Prayers every Wednesday at noon Central for a time of Spirit-led prayer. This gathering is held on the beautiful landscape of Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks near Branson, Missouri. You are invited to attend in person or our live stream at billybrim.org.
Hey, it's Chip again. Thanks for listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. And if you're ever in the Tulsa area, we would love to invite you to Billy Brim's church, where me and my wife Candace serve as the senior pastors. And if you want to plan your visit, you can contact us at 918-371-4589 or check out our website at www.agloriouschurch. By the way, we had the best youth rally in the world every year in Branson, Missouri. Find out how to attend or partner up with us at www.championsforchrist.org. That's champions with the number 4, Christ.org. And remember, champions always prevail.